8:49 on Connect FM. So glad to have you tuned in to the Morning Connection this Monday on Connect FM. And it's time to welcome you to Campus Connection on Connect FM. This is a closer look at the small but mighty Penn State Du Bois campus and all it has to offer. And today we're excited to be talking with Austin Swanson. Austin is the Wildlife Laboratory Coordinator at Penn State Du Bois. Austin, thanks so much for being here today for today's Campus Connection on Connect FM.
Yeah, not an issue. Glad to be here.
Thank you. Now to start, Austin, would you please introduce yourself to our listeners? Give us a brief personal and professional history on yourself.
Yeah, my name is Austin Swanson. I'm originally from Mount Jewett, Pennsylvania, but currently reside in Ridgeway, PA with my wife, Kaylin, and my two dogs. As for professional history, I'm currently the lab coordinator at Penn State Du Bois, but I have a pretty diverse background, ranging from field biologist to forestry technician to songbird technician to bat technician to reptile technician. So I've kind of worked in all the fields related to our program, you know, with summer jobs, you know, while I was a student, and also because I have the summers off, I try to expand my professional history.
Sure. Now, very interesting hearing about those job titles that you've had and your current job title as Wildlife Laboratory Coordinator at Penn State Du Bois. That's intriguing. So could you give us an overview of what it is that you do in that role as the Wildlife Laboratory Coordinator at Penn State Du Bois?
So my job is to aid in the instruction of all hands-on technical skills related to the program. So I'm usually out in the field helping teach all those skills, whether it be, you know, silviculture practices, animal ID, you know, wildlife handling techniques. I'm also in charge of all the permitting related to the program, making sure we follow environmental health and safety protocols. I also am a student advisor, and I'm also the advisor for our Wildlife Society Club on campus. So pretty busy. My schedule's pretty full.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Sounds like it. And I brought this up with Keely Rowan in our last Campus Connection, the fact that it would make perfect sense, judging by its name and also by what you've said already, that much of the wildlife technology program's instructional times and projects get to be held in the wild, in the great outdoors. So is that truly what happens? And could you give us a little glimpse into what those real-life educational wildlife experiences are like?
Yeah, so we're actually out in the field all the time when doing anything related to the program. And I think the best way to kind of showcase what we do is talk about, like, tell you what my weekly schedule is. Mm-hmm. Monday, I'm in the field for silviculture this semester, you know, teaching forest measurements. Tuesday, you know, once weather's nice, I'll be running our songbird banding station that we have right across from campus. Wednesday, I'm in the field with Keely doing wildlife management techniques. Thursday, when weather's nice, banding right across the street from campus. And Friday, I'm out in the field doing animal ID. Nice. So we're really out in the field, whether it's staying local, you know, in the class doing stuff, working around campus, or traveling, you know, because we have 2 15-passenger vans that we can just hop into and go.
Perfect.
So we kind of explore all of the great outdoors in the area.
Nice. So, Austin, what inspired and motivated you to become involved in wildlife technology? And what would you tell someone who might be listening and may possibly be interested in even pursuing an education in the program at Penn State Du Bois?
So I got involved in the wildlife technology program actually when I was a student. When I was in high school, I actually came to Penn State Du Bois in their wildlife technology program and then continued on for my 4-year degree in wildlife and fishery science. But when I was like comparing campuses and kind of shopping around, all I really knew was that I wanted to work outside. Mm-hmm. And I also knew that I wanted to go to Penn State. So after kind of going to different campuses, I realized like when after touring Penn State Du Bois that there was really good one-on-one interaction with students. And the benefit with the two-year program, because then you can hop into programs after that, is the second day you get out in the field. Mm-hmm. Where a lot of like four-year, you know, majors, you have to go through a year of general education courses. With our program, I was able to get straight out into the field on the second day, learning tree ID and introduction to wildlife management. So getting straight into the field, I thought was super beneficial. And then the other nice thing that I really liked was with the two-year program, it kind of gave you an introduction to all of the different fields related to wildlife, being forestry, outdoor recreation, you know, fisheries. And then you can continue on for a four-year degree in one of those related fields after you get your two-year degree with the program. So.
Sure. Sounds fantastic. It's hard to believe how quickly the time passes whenever we have these conversations, but we're starting to run out of time now. So let's close things up, Austin. And as we close out our time together on Campus Connection, would you please share what you find to be the most enjoyable and fulfilling part of serving in the Wildlife Technology Program at Penn State Du Bois?
Personally, I know this might sound kind of cliche, but I like to sit there at graduation mm-hmm. and actually watch the students walk and know that I helped them or, you know, get their degree, and I'm kind of creating the next generation of wildlife professionals. So
sure.
That's pretty rewarding.
Well, cliche or not, it's a valid motivation and a valid fulfilling part of what you do. Austin, thank you so much. I want to thank you for spending time with us on today's Campus Connection.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. We look forward to hearing more about Penn State Du Bois in the weeks and months ahead. This has been Campus Connection on Connect FM.